It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iran has strongly rejected as baseless the U.S. accusations of destabilizing the Middle East amid a visit by members of the UN Security Council to the White House. The Iranian foreign minister, in a tweet, described the White House's attempt to create what he called Iranophobic narrative by means of fake news. Mohammad Javad Zarif condemned Washington's rejection of bogus evidence provided by a warring Persian Gulf country at the UN Security Council. Zarif warned that the U.S. administration is passing muster with only the same desperate Middle Eastern country and its accomplices in war crimes. In a meeting at the White House on Monday, Trump urged Security Council members to agree on an unnerving set of anti-Iran objectives. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has also denounced the U.S. allegations that Iran supplied Yemen's Ansarullah fighters with missiles.
The current efforts follow previous shows by the U.S. and its envoy to the U.N. It comes after the U.S. suffered repeated failures in its foreign policy. This is Washington's new propaganda and part of a new psychological warfare against the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's just another futile effort and will not do the U.S. any good at the end of the day.
Qasemi said Washington needs to come up with the realities in the region sooner or later and accept Iran's stabilizing and anti-terrorism roles. He added that world countries, including the U.S.'s European allies, have already realized the Trump administration's propaganda campaign. Earlier in the day, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, took her fellow Security Council members to a military base in Washington to show them what the White House claims to be the debris of an Iranian-supplied missile to Yemen. To Yemen's Ansarullah fighters, that is. Haley accused Iran of being a threat not just to its neighbors, but to the entire world. Let's speak to Sarah Flounders. She's a co-director of the International Action Center, and she joins us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Flounders. Now, this narrative that the U.S. keeps pushing when it comes to the missiles in possession of the Ansarullah movement, which it uses, by the way, as a form of retaliation against almost 3 years of war against the people of Yemen. What do you make of that?
Well, it is the most cynical hypocrisy and an absolute fraud to make such a claim when the whole world knows that it is the U.S. military that provides the weapons that fuel Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen, that it is the U.S. military that provides the refueling of Saudi jets. And this isn't just an occasional thing. There have been more than 7,500 in-air refuelings by U.S. military of Saudi jets in the bombing of Yemen. We could also talk about the role of the U.S. Navy in enforcing the blockade of Yemen. We could talk about the role of U.S. drone attacks on Yemen. So the entire world knows, and it's a matter of public record, that the weapons that Saudi Arabia is using, which have bombed schools and hospitals, there are hundreds of thousands of cases of cholera, there's famine in Yemen, and this is really a U.S.-supplied Saudi war on Yemen. So to show some pieces of some kind of an aircraft, that is really fraud and hypocrisy and fake news, frankly.
Right, but the way the U.S. is also taking the political arena and launching this campaign, be it through Nikki Haley's posturing at the United Nations Security Council or Trump's own comments, it's also providing a diplomatic cover to Saudi Arabia and its war crimes in Yemen now, isn't it?
Well, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia use the United Nations, which was created to end the scourge of war as a weapon of war again and again, and abuse the Human Rights Council, the UN Security Council, in order to create a scenario. It has no reality, though. And as I say, the weapons so clearly come from the U.S. We're talking about Boeing, McDonnell, you know, Douglas. We're talking about the aircraft themselves. Who makes the bombs, who makes the guidance systems, who provides them. And that this is coming from the Pentagon, and that is what is enabling Saudi Arabia to carry on this war against Yemen, against the people of Yemen at enormous cost as I say, whether it's we're talking about cholera, whether we're talking about the destruction of the schools and the hospitals and marketplaces, whether we're talking about the famine. This is U.S. weapons that are carrying this out.
Right, and Ms. Flounders, before I let you go, when we talk about the situation in Yemen, of course, and the way it's panning out, the U.S. pointing that finger of blame at Iran every time the Ansar Allah movement tries to defend Yemen against Saudi Arabia in any way, is this diversionary tactic going to work, though?
No, I don't think it works at all because, you know, the whole world knows the reality. And they also know that the Ansar Allah movement is a movement for democratic change in Yemen. Now, that's greatly feared by Saudi Arabia, completely. They fear any form of democratic rights because they're a complete feudal monarchy with no rights for anyone in Saudi Arabia. So they fear change right on their doorstep, and they're trying to crush it with in a military form.
All right, that's Sarah Flounders.
And it won't succeed. That's the most important thing for us to be very well aware of.
Okay, that's Sarah Flounders, co-director of the International Action Center, joining us via Skype from New York. Ms. Flounders, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.